here on the Louisiana Hayride. His name is...
Hank Williams,
the Drifting Cowboy.
On the Grand Ole Opry,
Bill Monroe and his Bluegrass Boys.
Hi, this is Emmylou Harris.
Hi, folks. This is Sam Bush.
Hello, this is Odetta.
This is Joan Baez, and you're listening to the Woodsongs Old Time Radio Hour.
And now, gather the family around and sit back in your easy chair. It's time again for the Woodsongs Old Time Radio Hour, our worldwide celebration of grassroots music. Let's welcome folk singer Michael Jonathan.
Thank you. Here's the prettiest love song that I know.
When the rain is blowing in your face, and the whole world is on your case, I can offer you a warm embrace to make you feel my love. When the evening shadows and the stars appear, no one's there to dry your tears, I could hold you for a million years to make you feel my love. I know you haven't made your mind up yet, but I could never do you wrong. I knew it from the moment that we met, you're right here where you belong. I'd go hungry, I'd go black and blue, I'd go crawling down the avenue. There's nothing that I wouldn't do to make you feel my love. On a rolling sea, down that highway of regret, the wind of change is blowing wild and free, and you ain't seen nothing like me yet. I'll make you happy, make all your dreams come true. There's nothing that I wouldn't do. I'd go to the end of the earth for you to make you feel my love.
Woodsongs is presented in part by our family of Woodsongs partners and by VisitLex.com, an online vacation guide to visit historic Lexington, Kentucky. While in Kentucky, you can visit the cafes, horse parks, music festivals, art, and cultural world of Lexington, the home of the Woodsongs Old Time Radio Hour. And by Ear Trumpet Labs, handcrafted microphones used by roots music and bluegrass musicians worldwide. Online at eartrumpetlabs.com.
And welcome, everybody, to the beautiful and the historic Lyric Theater in our hometown of Lexington, Kentucky. We're broadcasting all over the world, from Australia to Ireland, New Zealand to New York, Yuma, Arizona, to the Yukon and Northern Canada. And what do we do here? On our stage, we're celebrating a multimedia front porch. It's folk and blues and bluegrass, country and Celtic. Artists come from all over the world to be on our stage. You don't have to be famous to be on Woodsongs. You just have to be very, very good. We've got two amazing artists and a wonderful Woodsongs Songs Kid to invite to introduce you on this particular broadcast. So let's get going. These guys have won multiple IBMA awards. He's the Male Vocalist of the Year. It's a very powerful band. They've got a great album called Road to Town. This is a tune called Margie to kick it off. Please welcome Danny Paisley and Southern Grass to the Wood Songs. Old Time Radio Hour.
Margie was sweet 16. We were so in love, Margie and me. Margie was my only girl, big blue eyes and golden curls, had the cutest freckles on her name. Margie, 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 I'll never forget. Margie was my bride to be, another there would never be. I'm in love with Margie, yeah. That day, Margie cried when she let me go. While I was across the phone, my little Margie done me wrong. Margie, she went a sailor boy. Margie, 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 I'll never forget. Margie was the bride to be, another there would never be. I'm in love with Margie, yeah. She would do this double thing to me. Faithful and true, she said to be. While I was across the bone, my little Margie done me wrong. Margie, she went a sail aboard. Margie, 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 I'll never forget. Margie would be right to be, another there would never be. I'm in love with Margie, yeah. Never be. I'm in love with Margie, yeah. I'm in love with Margie, yeah.
He's the reigning IBMA Male Vocalist of the Year, Danny Paisley. Welcome to the show. It's nice to have you here.
Thank you.
Finally, it took a while for us to get you here. So you you kind of grew up in a small rural town in Pennsylvania, eastern Pennsylvania, right?
Eastern Pennsylvania. Yes, I did.
And there was a park out there, and they'd have a lot of the bluegrass greats, Bill Monroe and others, come out there when you were a young kid, right? You get to watch
wonderful all that. Bluegrass music, country music park, the oldest running country music park in the nation. It ran all the way up into the year of 2000, called Sunset Park. Sunset Park had everybody from Dolly Parton, Bill Monroe, and we spent many a Sunday afternoon enjoying music and people.
And I guess your family was very musical, right? I mean, the whole band is technically a family.
This whole band, we're very lucky. I have my son Ryan playing the mandolin. Ryan does a great job on the mandolin, and yes. And then my buddy T.J. Lundy here on this fiddle, and his brother, Bobby Lundy, we grew up together. Our fathers played music together, and we just kept passing it down to us, and I pass it on to Ryan. And my dear buddy over here, for about 10 years or more, this fellow's been playing the banjo with us, and Mark Delaney.
Mark Delaney, the non-family member. Now, your dad's technically started the band originally, right?
They sure did.
About 50 years ago, right?
Ted Lundy and Bob Paisley and the Southern Mountain Boys. Mm-hmm. And they played together about 40 years and traveled all up and down the East Coast and into Canada. We grew up, became members of the band, And as time went along, we just took it over.
So your band has technically been together longer than most marriages in third world countries. So how does that work? How did you do that?
You know what? I think it's because we love each other. Mm. We have a bond, being family and members that stay together. Their music has brought us together, and we appreciate that, so we work to keep that. We don't want to lose that bond. These guys are my family.
You know, love is the greatest transaction of the arts. That's something that I try to say a lot, and I think the world can follow a good example by you guys. Right?
If the world would do more of that, we'd be in great shape, wouldn't we?
Well, you know, there was this old Slavic saying a couple hundred years ago, if everybody in the whole world simply took care of their own homes, you wouldn't have to worry about the world anymore. And I think that's true now more than ever, that front porch spirit that we talk a lot about. And you guys are doing that musically and as a band, and the world of bluegrass has really rewarded you. You have been nominated over a dozen times. You've won multiple awards. And I'm going to brag on you a little bit. You have won Male Vocalist of the Year as many times as allowed by law.
You know, I've been very fortunate. I won it in 2016, never thought I'd win. I won it in 2020. And then this year, my dear friend and one of the truest gentlemen in the world, Del McCurry, and I, we tied. Of all the voting members of the IBMA, we tied. Uh-huh. And they said, it's just unheard of. And I count it as a great honor, because Del McCurry was a hero to me, that I got to be nominated and won with him. And it's a personal, very rewarding for me.
And he's probably thinking, who is this whippersnapper tying me for no good reason?
I wish I was a whippersnapper now.
You've got a brand new album. I love the name of the album. It's called Bluegrass Troubadour. This is a tune called Blink of an Eye. It's Danny Paisley and Southern Grass on the Wood Songs, Old Time Radio Hour.
Years ago, when I was young, never walked when I could run. I thought very little of the path I was on. Don't be fooled by Father Time. You may think it's a creeping bug. Love is over in the blink of an eye. Now the gray is slipping in. You may fool yourself again. You're playing a game that you never can win. Don't be fooled by Father Time. You may think it's a creeping bug. Love is over in the blink of an eye. Stop and take the time, my friend. Make it right before the end. You know it's coming, but you never know when. Don't be fooled by Father Time. You may think it's a creeping bug. Love is over. The blink of an eye.
The It's a great album. It's called Bluegrass Troubadour. Danny Paisley and Southern Grass, TJ Lundy, Ryan Paisley, Bobby Lundy, Mark Delaney, a great band. If you want to know more about Danny Paisley and Southern Grass, you could visit the Wood Songs website. If you click on the archive page, this is show number 1025. We'll let you know more about Danny Paisley and that band, as well as our next artists that come to us. They've got a very, very interesting story, especially on how they met and how they came together. They've got a brand new album called Soaking Wet. This is a tune called Trouble. Please welcome the River Kittens to the Wood Songs Old Time Radio Hour.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
Interesting CD called Soaking Wet. It's brand new. Trouble is the song. River Kittens is the name of the duo. Maddie and Allie, welcome to the show. It's nice to have you here.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks for having us.
So you, let's say Allie, the playing guitar there, you met in a very unusual setting.
Sure.
I mean, because what we see here, you know, for the radio audience, you know, you have a very folky presentation, very roots oriented, fit right in with a bluegrass festival and a folk festival or whatever. But the origins of how you started is so not that.
Sure. Maybe the origins of how we met is maybe a little more rock and roll than folk.
Yeah. It was actually a metal bar.
Yes. So I was walking into this metal bar with a couple of friends one afternoon, and Maddie was my server/bartender. And my friends knew Maddie already, and so they caught up to talking, and we got to sipping.
delicate
it is a bar, right? After
to
all.
Put it lightly. Anyway, we were there for quite a while, and long enough for Maddie to clock out.
Finish
and
my whole shift.
Yeah. Yeah, and long enough for her to clock out and come jam with us on the back patio. And as soon as I heard her play the mandolin and sing a song, I immediately asked her to
sing
with me.
So let me get this straight. You're in a metal bar. You two meet. She's your bartender. When she's done with her shift, you're in the back patio, and you're playing, what, bluegrass, folk songs? What are you playing?
Yeah
I was playing mandolin.
And you're playing mandolin.
Everybody was just kind of passing the guitar around and singing
like a
and jamming.
Jam.
Right. So how long? So Maddie, how long was it before you said, hey, this is our voices are really mixing well, you know, let's try to do an actual professional presentation of this thing.
Honestly, immediately we felt a connection, especially vocally, and when we first started, there was a third woman with us. Her name's Martha, and once we lost Martha, I don't think we ever found anyone that could sing with one another the way that we could. So we just said, screw adding a third person. We can do, you know, we'll do all the parts.
So, but your voices are very angelic, and I say that in a complimentary way. You sound like sisters. You sound like family, you know, the way you sing together.
We get that quite a lot.
Yeah, I bet you do. You're performing today. You've got on guitar Jacob Baxter, and Nathan Gilberg is playing bass. And so it's a very nice, tight quartet ensemble. It sounds great. When you recorded the record, were you trying to write songs on your own for the album? Were you putting cover songs on there? How did that work?
Well, we kind of compiled some songs that we wanted to take to the studio and make into the duo sound, because we have not done that yet with recordings as far as just the two of us. So we compiled some songs that we wanted to release as the acoustic duo.
Yeah, well, we went to Sun Studios.
Well, I was going to get to that next. How did you end up going to where Elvis Presley and Johnny Cash recorded?
Well, we got really lucky.
Yeah, I guess.
For one. We just got signed to a new record label. It's called Create Records, and Devin Allman, he's the son of Greg Allman.
Greg Allman,
whom
yeah.
I'm sure you've heard of. He just kind of said, hey, you know what? We're going to do this thing big, and I'm going to take you down to Memphis and foot the bill. So we said, hell yeah.
Hell yeah. So. In our world, we say heck yeah,
oh,
but
sure,
it's the
sure,
same.
Sure.
It means the same thing. So there you are in Sun Studios, and you recorded this beautiful album, and everything came out great. And now you're on Wood Songs. We're very grateful for that. The album is called Soaking Wet. Here's another great song called Those Memories. If the Everly Brothers dated the Carter family, they would have given birth to the River Kittens, right here on the Wood Songs Old Time Radio.
Oh, I'm gonna have to use that quote.
Wow.
Thank you.
Bill Monroe and Dolly Parton gonna do it any better. That's the River Kittens right here on our stage. We're gonna get back to more of the River Kittens, more of their music that they recorded in Sun Studios in Memphis. We've got the reigning IBMA Male Vocalist of the Year here with his band, Danny Paisley and Southern Grass. And wait till you meet this week's Wood Songs Kid. We will be back right after this.
You're listening to WoodSong Show number 1025, broadcasting around the world from the foothills of Appalachia in Lexington, Kentucky. If you would like to attend a WoodSongs broadcast, you can find reservation and show schedules on our website, woodsongs.com. We'll be back after the break with Dan Paisley and Southern Grass, River Kittens, and our WoodSongs kid on the WoodSongs Old Time Radio Hour.